Looking at Schweitzer. Schweitzer dropped past Upton. He can't corral it. Stop, spins, trying to get something going there. Shot got behind the goal. Schweitzer missed an opportunity to deflect it back to the high slot. Now there's a shot sent clear all the way down the length of the ice, and there's a whistle, and it's 10:38 left to go in the second period. Rapids still holding a 3-1 lead, but man, Ashanti's really come to play the second period, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And if that shot would have been on goal there, I was wondering what they have. And they have thrown the puck length of the ice on goal so many times tonight. That one just slid about 6 inches wide, so you get the offensive zone faceoff here for the River Kings. They hadn't had that. Ashanti had been putting a lot of those on goal.
Right, and that just goes to show any of those youngsters out there, just throw it on net. You never know what's going to happen. You might catch a goalie sleeping, and there's no one sleeping here. As there's a lot of scrum going on in that far boards. Won by Rapids. Bonian, he goes to, he's looking to pass, and he gets it bumped out center ice. He does recover, however. He sends it up forward. That's chipped up into the zone by Schweitzer, and it's still bouncing loose in the Ashanti defensive zone. And there's no offsides on it. Schweitzer with it. He's getting weaving through the defense. He gets rode off the puck. Schweitzer still has it. He's sticking with the play. He sends it behind the cage. Out there, Owen. He corrals it for the Outlaws. Beauchamp out there. He can't quite get it ahead. Hansen. He takes a shot just wide of the net. Oh, that was close. Puck is loose in the slot. Pushed up ahead. Neutral ice. Upton giving chase. Santi bumps it back down low. Still at mid ice. Still low, right at the WR logo at center ice. Quick turnaround by Ashanti. Shot inside the goal, but it is not. The judge does not light up the lamp. That's off the post. No goal, and we play on as Rapids got lucky on that one. That was darn close by my estimation.
Hit the post and went behind Ayling.
That was close.
Didn't go in.
Right? No, the goal judge said no, so we skate on. I'll take his opinion on that because he's closer than we are as Ashanti ices the puck. We get a stoppage of play. 9:11 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 3-1.
Yeah, that's one where you chalk that one up. When those bounce your way, that's usually a pretty good sign, but there's still pretty much half the hockey game to play here. And got another full period and stuff, so we'll kind of see how things go here. I'm not sure what the holdup is.
I think he's explaining how it wasn't a goal, which for our listeners out there who may not be totally familiar with the rules of hockey, the puck has to totally, indisputably cross all the way across the goal line. If it's still touching it, it's not a goal. If it crosses entirely, it is a goal. And the officiating crew says, no, it was not. It was probably on the line, but it did not completely cross it. So no goal, and we play on.
And we don't have the opportunity of official replay at this level. So
No. I'd be interested to see it, though, because that was close from my angle of it. Nonetheless, the Outlaws, they control that faceoff, and they are trying to set something up, get the puck to neutral ice, which they do. Hill has it, and he backhand crossed ice. Chassé, he has it, bumps up ahead to Gruda. Gruda down around the boards. McNeish, he's in the mix of things, fighting for the puck. Puck is loose, picked up by the Outlaws. Outlaws, they get it picked off as Gruda comes with it. He's getting bumped around. He's still fighting for it. He's going behind the net. Puck is passed all the way around, then all the way back. Puck's bouncing around. Really no one getting possession of it. I think that's McNeish with it. He sends it up to Chassé just inside the blue line, sends it across the way. Hill, he took an opportunity, sends it back down low. Down low, fighting for it. Passed up to Chassé. He takes a good shot all the way just inside the blue line, but it misses the mark, and there is a stoppage of play, and we're going to see what this call is.
I think they're taking, I'm not sure if they're taking them both. They're definitely taking one of the Ashanti players.
Well, it's going to be Gruda. He's going in the box for Rapids.
He's holding his arm like he's hurt. Maybe he's just holding his glove.
And then Trevor Ripley, he's going to be in there. So Gruda, he's going in the box there. That's not a good sign, but it's matching penalties. So we can play on with that. It's going to be matching two-minute penalties, I would guess. We'll see if they're going to be playing 4-on-4 or 5-on-5. We will see. That's what they're trying to establish right now. As the Rapids captains and the Ashanti captain are getting the getting the words from the officiating crew. Gruda, his penalty. Roughing. I would assume that's going to be what it is across the board. And it's going to be a holding penalty to Trevor Ripley. So that's two penalties here, one for each team. And 11:46, so, the time of the penalty.
Yeah, so the River Kings have a 5-on-4 power play.
Yep, and that's what it is. So we'll see how this goes. Chassé has it. Slapper from just inside the blue line. Rebound. Bouncing around. Backhand. No, good.
Man,
just sitting there.
Sat there.
Yeah, just sat there. And Isanti was able to clear it. Played by Ayling. And here we go. The River Kings back on the attack. Coming up here is Bonin. He just gets it inside the blue line. He's going to send it by taking himself around the cage. Pass up to Lecomte. Lecomte has it. Bounce. Trying to figure out where he goes with it. Centering attempt to the slot. Gets not too much on it. Sends out front. Bonin. Bouncing. Almost crosses the line. They got lucky on that. The defenseman gets a stick on it. And out the zone it goes. Back the length of the ice. Chassé, he's being harassed down there. Bumps it up ahead to Bryslin. Bryslin has it.
That was going in. That was going in if that defenseman doesn't take care of it.
Absolutely. Bryslin has it. He takes it behind the goal. He stops. Spins, stops, comes out of the circle, sharp angle shot right into the gut of Nick Lucci, and there's a whistle. 7:13 left to go in the second period. 59 seconds left to go on the skitter advantage for Wisconsin Rapids. Still holding a 3-1 lead, 29-17 shot advantage. So Nick Lucci's making a bunch of big saves after he got brought in after Isanti fell down early. There was a quick night there by Sucher, but nonetheless, Rapids still on the attack. Just under a minute to go in this power play opportunity. Chipped up ahead. Can't quite get it. And I'm waiting for, no trip on that. That was close.
Wow.
That was very close. But no whistle on that. Will Harm sends up ahead. Last touch there by trying to get a good look at the Cooper on that. Puck still can't be held by Rapids. Minnesota's Asante there right up in center ice. Little chip shot taken. On Ayling, Rapids recovers. Tudich with it. Starting behind the goal, that is Hill. Hill with it. Bump up there to Will Harm and Tudich. Tudich with it. Just in
offsides.
On the blue line, and it's an offsides whistle. That was close, but going to go with that call too. 6:30 left to go in the second period. Rapids still leading 3-1. 14 seconds left on the power play, and man, they haven't really had too much set up here on that power play opportunity.
No, they've had a couple of opportunity. I mean,
that one that just barely slid in.
If the defenseman doesn't handle the puck, it goes in.
Right. Now that drop faceoff won by Isanti. Tudich with it. Takes it inside the blue line. He gets ridden off the puck. Puck hit Cooper in the shins. Rapids keeps possession in the zone. Bonin, can't hold on to it. Or Beauchamp, is that's the end of the power play. Johnson for Isanti has a Beauchamp.
Good job getting that back.
Yep. The Rapids defense is right there. And they get the puck back into the offensive zone for the River Kings. Isanti attempting to get back into control of it. And they have it. They're at center ice. Here comes Johnson. Johnson just inside the blue line, going up near sides, caught in the corner. Whitehead with it now. Bounce up ahead. Bounced up, sent up. Tudich, he's fighting for it. Kicked around a little bit. There is Szemi. He's fighting for it. Pulled in by Isanti. Still in the Rapids offensive zone, and now it's sent the length of the ice. No icing, last touched by Rapids. I believe there was a call. Beauchamp, he has it. He's behind the goal, stops, spinning. He's getting hounded there by Santi Skaters. And it's still a big scrum behind the net. Rapids, still no one coming away with it. Schweitzer, he sends it up to neutral ice. The Outlaws have it. Thought about quick spin pass, not to be. Puck sent up deep into the Rapids zone, and it's pulled in by Beauchamp. He gets no opportunity to pass it forward as Schmidt is there. There's going to be a shot turned in. And a big deflection at the
good save.
Wow. Big deflection at the base of the circle. And that goal goes right in the glove of Ayling. And we get a stoppage of play. Huge save. That might be the save of the game to this point, as it's still a 3-1 game, 4:49 to go in the second period. That was a heck of a save.
That was amazing. Track that puck on the deflection. That was awesome.
Lesser goalies would have missed that, and that's in the back of the net. But nonetheless, we have another faceoff. That is controlled by Wisconsin Rapids, but still being held deep. They couldn't quite clear the zone. Whitehead, far side, skates around with it, looking for somewhere to go with it, bounces it up ahead off the boards. Passed up ahead is Schweitzer. He has it, gets behind the defense. He can't pull it in as it's poke-checked away. McNeish with it. And he's spinning around, centering past Schweitzer with it. He dangled just a little too much. Minnesota Isanti defense gets in there, and there's another whistle. And I think they're calling a hand pass. So there is a stoppage of play for 21 to go in the second period. Rapids still 3-1 lead. 29-19 shot advantage, but, yeah, whistled it on a hand pass.
Almost feel River Kings have had some opportunities alone with the puck, you know, in the slot and not shot the puck. Almost like they're trying to get too cute and looking for the perfect shot. I'm not sure.
I agree.
Asante is really.
Now we're going to get another penalty here, and that was just two players fighting for it. By the way the action is, I think it's going to be up against.
They call on a penalty, or they. Yeah, they must be calling a penalty.
Yeah, they are.
They're letting Asante change. Interference.
Yep.
River Kings, I think.
Yeah, that was close. It could have gone either way. But either way, that's going to be Hill going into the box here for Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Asante, boy, putting them on the power play right now. They've been selling out on all end, leaving everything on the ice. So we'll see how the River Kings can kill this one off.
5:53, time of the penalty. 4 minutes to go in the second period. Rapids holding on to a 3-1 lead. They got to kill a power play here as Isanti has the puck down behind the goal. Pass up, looking for Parnell. No one home. Pass back behind the goal. You got Orr out there. Schmidt back to Orr. Orr top of the slot. Wide of the mark. Wide left. As Isanti trying to reset their power play opportunity.
Perfect.
Puck is knocked out to center ice. That was a perfect defensive play. I don't think he even meant to do it, but just happened.
Yeah, deflected off of his skate. So
they'll take that any time as puck is not cleared. It is picked up by Thorson. He gets an opportunity, a slow rolling puck, bounces off the cage and off of the leg pads of Ayling, and Isanti's still on the attack. Schmidt can't handle it, and it gets knocked out to center ice, passed up ahead, and that was intended for Wilharm, but he can't hold on to it, or back on the attack for the Outlaws. Behind the cage, he's centering attempt off the back of the goal. He gets his own little rebound there. Sent across the ice. Meyer at the circle. Sends centering through the slot. No one home. Orr with it again. He passes all the way across to Schmidt. Schmidt just inside the blue line. Pass down to the circle. Stop. Meyer. He spins around. Stop. Centering attempt. Stop by the Rapids defense. And he tries to clear it. Now, no one is able to. It's another shot sent low. Now picked up in the slot. And it's sent the length of the ice. Wilharm does it. And there is an attempt to get a line change. But Isanti's back on the attack. Stopped by Bryslin. He's trying to clear. Can't quite get a stick on it. Shot sent way wide of the mark. Rapids now clears it, sends the length of the ice, and 6 seconds to go. They kill off that skater advantage. Got a little hairy in there, but Rapids defense holds strong. Still holding a 3-1 score with 2 minutes left in the second period. Fast-moving contest to this point, and there's Isanti skating around. Shot just over the glove of Ayling. In the near corner, Finch for Isanti has it. Sends it up ahead. Beauchamp has it. Stops. Pass over to Bonin. Lecomte, he takes it, sends cross ice, and that is pulled on in and going the far boards. Tried to cross. That was a near opportunity. Beauchamp, he just couldn't quite get the edge that he needed to crash the net. as there's another opportunity just inside the blue line, passing over to Beauchamp. Oh. Shot in the slot, nowhere near the mark, but Rapids still fighting to keep the puck low. Tex Moose fighting down there as Minnesota's Isanti gets there, and Meyer sends it up ahead.
Penalty coming up on the River Kings.
Yep, so there goes another opportunity, and here comes another opportunity for the Outlaws. And going in there is going to be Texmo.
I didn't see that one, but it
cross check. Now there's a little bit of a scrum in there. I could kind of see where that was going to get called, but nonetheless, we've got at 18. Yep, Joe Texmo cross check, 2 minute penalty, and that's at 18:49.
Yeah. Captain's trying to make sure he keeps his head screwed on straight, and he doesn't. Oh, he did get the misconduct. Okay. Captain was trying to talk to him, but that ship had sailed, apparently, and they're giving him the 10-minute misconduct.
That's right. So that with that, he just can't hit the ice for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But the penalty is still just 2 minutes, so unless
as long as it's not a game misconduct,
right,
then he has to miss a game.
Yeah, I don't believe that's what it was called. It was just a misconduct, 10-minute misconduct penalty. But here we go. Isanti, they win the faceoff. That was to the blocker side of Ayling. Can't keep the puck in the zone, so they're recouping at mid-ice. Parnell bumps it up ahead. Schmidt.
Santi's had the better of the play here in the last half of this period. So
absolutely. I would agree with you on that. But they still are struggling to get into the offensive zone here as we're 45 seconds remaining in the second period. Big scrum fighting on the other side of the boards, far boards.
One River King tying up three players. Oh.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
And puck is stopped.
And here comes Cooper.
And here comes Cooper. Cooper's coming up. And he stops, and that's all right. He might not get the shorthanded goal on that attempt, but he eats up valuable time. 25 seconds left in the second period. Now Isanti finally gets to it. They are coming up the ice. Just goes Parnell on the near boards. He stops, thinks about a center attempt, or gets a drop pass, circles. Now it's recovered by Rapids and sent the length of the ice. 8 seconds to go, so this will be the end of the period. That will be a very good opportunity for the River Kings as they will have to play 49 seconds to start the third period with the skater disadvantage as we have the final horn of the second period. No scoring of that second period, still holding a 3-1 lead for River Kings. I'll take that. I'm pretty sure you will too, Mark.
Yeah, I think the River Kings did a good job there to chew up that minute and 11 seconds of that power play. With the way that play had been going, I was a little nervous there. But you get to the intermission and live to fight another day.
That's right. No scoring to update you with on that. But we can say that Nick Lucci and the combination of Suture and Nick Lucci, they have combined to make 26 saves on 29 shot attempts, whereas Jude Ayling has stopped 18 of 19 attempts. So we're going to step out here for about 15 minutes or so. Keep watching here on Flow Hockey and listening on River City's Community Media and 105.5 WIRI.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From country legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Sun goes down at night, making way for neon lights. Country boys looking at the moon. city girl is dressed just right. She may stay out late tonight. Country boy just plowed today till noon. From Birmingham to Ohio, how they met nobody knows. But every now and then they get together. She used to wanna climb the walls. She never really been loved. He's the first one to the room. Ice and drinks will be up soon. Everything is perfect when she walks in. They kiss and hold each other tight. Well, they know what's in store tonight. They're not someplace they have never been. Birmingham to Ohio, how they met nobody knows. Every now and then they get together. She used to wanna climb the wall. She never really been loved.
Hello, I'm David.
I'm Howard
with the Bellamy Brothers, and we're loving Country Legends 24/7.
105.5 FM.
We're becoming strangers to each other, and I don't think there's anyone to blame. You somehow just got old. Whistler's mother, and the love we shared has seen its better day. Slipping away, baby, baby, slipping away now, sweetie pie. It's sad to see it slipping, but it ain't no use to cry. Slipping. The love we shared has slowly slipped away. Slipping away, baby, baby, slipping away now, sweetie pie. It's sad to see it slipping, but it ain't no use to cry. Slipping away.
Country Legends 24/7 with Kenny Rogers accepting his 2015 CMT Artist of a Lifetime Award.
Thank you, CMT, for this award. It means more than you can ever imagine. You know, you don't get to these places alone. I've had three managers in my 50-year career, and they've all had great groups of people that worked with them. And each one added something new and better to my career. And I'd like to say thank you to them. And especially my family is here. My wife, Wanda, my two boys, Justin and Jordan. Justin and Jordan are here. And I have one of my older sons, Chris, is here. And I have another son, Kenny Jr., who couldn't make it. But most of all, thanks to the fans for this incredible ride.
You can run, you can hide, never let it inside. Keep living your life in the dark. Sooner or later, that gentle persuader is gonna catch up with your heart. Make you a dreamer, believer, believing in love. Right when a man's doing all that he planned, and he thinks he's got just what he needs, life will deliver a shot that will shiver him, driving him down to his knees. Make him start giving, living, living again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you in believing every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart that talks you into staying where you are. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Out of the blue, she reaches for you, and you tell her you don't have the time. Away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get her off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning, they're turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go? And how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind. You got your heart at the wheel. You wanna start sharing, caring again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into believing every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart.
I'm William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys. There's a lot more coming up from Country Legends 24/7.
I don't feel like rocking since my baby's play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. Early clouds to start Sunday, then some sunshine for the afternoon. Warmer with highs in the upper 30s. Near 40 Monday, mostly sunny. Little change to the weather pattern through at least the mid part of the next week. Dry and mild. Currently, it's 26.
Welcome back here to the Suffolk County Recreation Center for the third period. The final 20 minutes of this USPHL contest. Ooh. As we will be seeing the last clash of the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Asante Outlaws. So Rapids holds a 3-1 lead. All that action came up in the first period. But it was the second period was more of what didn't happen, as there's a couple really good opportunities for both sides. Santi had a shot clang off the crossbar, which they argued across over the line. It was argued not. And then Rapids had another one at the opposite end. And it wasn't for Isanti defensive skater really being up on what was going on, situational awareness. There's a puck in the back of the net, and he scooted it out back to center ice. So I mean, a lot of near misses for both teams, but we still sit 3-1, Rapids leading.
Yeah, River Kings have 49 seconds left to kill off on a power play, so they take care of that business. That'll be a good start here to the third period, but can't sit back on your heels if you're the River Kings. You got to take the fight to them and match their intensity, because Asante has been playing with a lot of intensity here in the last 10 minutes.
Well, with that, Rapids does win the opening faceoff. Tudich with it. As Mark mentioned, about 56 or 50 seconds to kill on a skater advantage for the Outlaws as they finally get possession of the puck. They bring it into the zone, but Rapids is quick right there. Tudich knocks it back the length of the ice. Before we know it, there's going to be under 20 seconds to go on that skater advantage, and there's going to be another delayed penalty, and this time it's coming up on Isanti.
Tudich with a big smile on his face, so I don't know if he drew it. I didn't see it. But that put Schmidt in the penalty box for Asante, so that kills off the power play quickly.
30 seconds early.
The River Kings will have a minute and 30 seconds of their own power play to try and add to this lead.
Check behind. Well, I like to make bad jokes from time to time, so you can say that penalty box right now is the Schmidt house, I guess you could say, as there is another whistle.
I wasn't sure. I was wondering why that wasn't icing, but no. I guess it was. They didn't blow it right away, but.
Yeah, I think there was another situational awareness, because there's a There was a penalty called. Now that they're skating 4-on-4, I guess it evens things up a little bit by my math skills, which are far from good. So, but either way, 4-on-4 hockey here for about 20 seconds. Puck controlled by the Outlaws. Back around the net. Orr with it. Sends it up ahead. Going in with it. He has the puck. Up ahead to Bryslin. Bryslin still at center ice. He's trying to get some fancy footwork going, and he succeeds. Puck down. Far corner. Puck is loose. Rapids kills off the power play. And now they're on the skater advantage for about a minute and a half. So, Bonin, he gets the puck into the zone. He's in the corner. Rapids on the power play. So they just got to set something up and be smart with the puck. Bryslin up across the way. That was okay as Chassé, he gets the puck, sends it deep. And then the puck is pushed out by Thorsen. So Rapids has to reset. 18:40 to go, and we got about a minute left on that power play as Lecomte has puck, sends it up ahead. And it's another pass up ahead to Szemi. He has the puck, skating around, sends it, trying to send it the length of the boards, but the ice is still a little wet from the resurfacing between the periods, so things are a little slowed down for both teams. And there's an intercepted pass right there, shot over the net there by Szemi, and there's a whistle because the puck goes up in the net. And, man, that was a close opportunity there for the River Kings.
Yeah, I think Nicolucci just got a piece of that one. He tried going high stick side and couldn't get it over his shoulder.
Well, there's a faceoff, and the puck is sent up deep into the Rapids defensive zone. And there is another attack opportunity. 30 seconds left on the skater advantage for the River Kings. Down back behind the goal, trying to center it up. And there is a defender there for Isanti, and he gets it all the way down on the right on goal. So there's another shot on goal, 29-20. Shot on goal advantage for the River Kings, and they're going to have 7 seconds left. Just about killed this opportunity is the Outlaws. Hill with it now. He has the puck just inside the circle, and he can't keep a hold of it. That ice is still a little sticky out there, and it's icing now on Isanti, so there will be a face-off in the Isanti defensive zone.
You know, it just feels like there's a couple of... Maybe it's because they're trying to set things up, but there's times it feels like the River Kings are trying to do too much as an individual, trying to dance around with the puck, trying to get the perfect spot instead of just making a play, getting the puck to their teammates and letting her rip. And
I agree. And sometimes, and especially to start these periods, I sometimes think they're starting the period a little too quickly because that ice is still sticky. But either way, Rapids has an opportunity. They got numbers as they get the puck low. Wilharm takes a shot wide of the mark. Rapids is able to recover that rebound. Puck is bouncing loose, sent out to neutral ice. Either way, Rapids still has it. Has it is DeBell. The Bell sends back over across the way. That is to Whitehead. Whitehead up, Szemi, and he passes it up ahead. DeBell, he gets in there. It was Cooper, not Szemi. Quick flash of the name. I missed it, but I'll make good on it. As Rapids is fighting for the puck, Lou, it was scooting towards the goalie there, Nicolucci, and there is no penalty on that. The officially in crew says play on as there's a little push from behind
good
from a Rapids
stick.
Player. But defense is there as Isanti got the puck deep. Now there's a throw-in deep into the zone as Isanti has to recover as Rapids is able to get a line change. Chassé gets it mid-ice. Pass back over to Hill. Hill about to pass it over the way. He missed his mark to Chassé. He has to regroup, and he's looking McNeish or to Hill. Upton has it now. He beats all those other ones, and he gets the puck picked out of his pocket. Puck sent way back down on the ice there by Isanti. Isanti fighting for it. Puck is loose. Centering attempt. Picked up by Rapp. Bouncy puck almost bounces in past Ayling. Ayling up
good
to the task.
Play by Upton.
And now there will be no icing on that. It was sent deep by a Isanti player. And Isanti gets the puck picked up there along far boards. Now Isanti starts to gather it, and they're on the attack. Center ice bumped up ahead. Getting into the Rapids zone. Now there will be a little bit of a change there for the Outlaws. Rapids now gets possession of the puck. Sending up. That's Upton with it. as he is just sitting back there looking for a place to pass it to. He gets knocked to the ice. Puck is loose, sent up ahead, and that's a shot on goal. There will be no icing on that, as Nicolucci, he had to cover it. Passed aside, picked up again. Broken stick there by the Isanti player. He just stopped it with a stick, and it broke the blade. And that's a big turnover there for the River Kings. And now there is a stoppage of play as Nick Lucci covers the puck. So 14:59 left to go in regulation. Rapids holding a 3-1 lead.
That was weird.
That was a bad
because
break.
Was not a very hard hit puck. It didn't look like, and that stick just came apart. Almost like it was being held together by the tape.
Well, it might have been, because I mean there could have been a slapper in there to crack the shaft right there, right at the keel, right at the blade. But either way, we play on, and that faceoff is won by the River Kings. They're keeping the puck down deep. Centering attempt intercepted there, but Rapids still keeps possession. Beauchamp, he takes a shot, bounced off the leg pads into the corner. Scrum fighting for it as the Outlaws get it, and they're trying to chip it up into center ice. They do, and they still keep possession of it after a little bit of passing around. And there is Rapids with it in the back defensive zone. They try to clear it. That was close, but they say nope. Did not get it clear to the zone. Puck is thrown way deep ahead. Thorson there trying to race with Reisel. And he had possession of it. Shot right on the doorstep. Turned away. Nice play by Nick Lucci. As Rapids still tries to get another opportunity on net. LeCompte with it now behind the goal. Centering attempt. Gets through the defenders. Puck is still squirting out there loose. Reisland with big glove save by Nick Lucci. Big goal, big glove save. Yeah, I mean, he was falling flat and on his face, and he reaches back and gets it in his glove. He didn't catch it in front of him. He caught it in back of him. Heck of a save. He saved another goal for the River Kings. So we stay at a stoppage here at 13:58 left in the game, left in regulation. Face-off going to the glove side of Nick Lucci. Controlled by Asante. Sent the length of the ice. And there's an icing call. Just 7 seconds run off the clock. And there will be another face-off coming to the glove side of Nick Lucci.
Well, and the River Kings have matched that intensity. Like you were saying, it seemed like in the back half of the second period, Asante had the better of the play, and the River Kings have definitely matched it here in the third period.
Face-off won by Rapids, but they can't keep possession of it. Puck slips off of LeCompte's stick, and now it's a race for it. Centering attempt. That was a good idea, but no one was home for Isanti. Puck sent up ahead to neutral ice. Neutral ice there is trying to... LeCompte had it, and he got bumped off the puck. Puck is sitting in the far corner. Fighting for it, loose, bouncing around. Finally pulled in by the River Kings, but no one can get a shot on. Reisland with it. He's at the circle, pass over to his teammates there, passing around. Jimenez just inside the blue line. Centering attempt, can't stick on the stick, so to speak. And now Isanti comes away with it. Parnell with it. He dropped pass, no one home. He tries to send it back all the way down. Jimenez is up in there. Passing out. Oh, just inside the blue line. Finch with it. He's taking a shot wide of the mark. That got redirected away. Lucky break there for the River Kings.
Might have caught post.
Yep, might have. That was a close shot as Cooper with it coming down. Sharp angle shot bounces off the blocker. Brazil controls it. Now another shot, close sharp angle shot. Bounces off the leg pad that time of Nick Lucci. And there is no icing on that play as the puck was sent back by Asante. No icing. Last touch by the River Kings. River Kings back on the attack. Looking around here, Hill with it. Drop pass down to Cooper. Cooper tries a wrister, hits the shin guards of a Isanti defender. Will harm, getting a little bit of pressure. Isanti on the attack, get it down deep. Sharp angle shot off of Ayling. Puck bounces, cleared out, and going to have another opportunity just inside the blue line. Puck wide of the mark there. No one there for a rebound either. Puck is still being fought over. Puck is loose, being bumped up ahead. Now it's sent out to neutral ice as Isanti, they recover it. They're really controlling play at the last couple minutes. Tudich with it now. He gets it up into the offensive zone. Puck is still a little bit behind him. Cooper sends it up. Centering attempt intercepted there by Isanti. Very strong opportunity, but just Isanti jumped the route. Puck is sent back around the boards as Rapids trying to get a little bit of a change there. Puck is loose. Stopped right in front of the scorer's table. And now it is sent down to the Rapids defensive zone. Chassé with it. Drop pass back down. Sent up ahead. Chipped into neutral ice. Tudich with it. Trying to send it up ahead, but he's got to regroup. Comes back into his own zone. Sends it up. Bounce up. Chassé with it. He gets bumped off the puck. And it's being sent further ahead. Tudich fighting for it. Now sent out to neutral ice. Chassé. He gives chase. Bonin. He comes in there. He gets the puck. He starts going up the ice. He's past center ice. He goes around a skater, gets into the line, and he's being stopped for an offside. That's unfortunate there.
And Santé is pressure or putting up their forwards up, and if the River Kings can get a clean breakout, they might have a chance for numbers going the other way, but. I mean, Asante's down two goals. They got to step up, hand pass.
Yep, hand pass goes their way, and 10:55 left in regulation. River Kings still holding a 3-1 lead, 33-22 shot advantage, but there will be a faceoff coming to the glove side of Nick Lucci. Still, River Kings, they're playing a little bit back. Asante, they're not playing like they're one of the teams lower in the standings. They're playing right up there with the River Kings. Puck is loose, Upton with it, shot right, sent into the gut there of Nick Lucci. He makes a save, 10:50 left. That was another good fast reaction save by the Isanti keeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's keeping them in this game. There's no doubt about that because he's made some saves. That
very good saves.
Incredible.
As River Kings fighting for that puck. I guess they won that faceoff. They just couldn't keep possession of it. Puck's loose, bouncing around. Asante, they try to send it out to neutral ice. Bonin with it. Bonin, stop. Backing up a little bit, looking for his options. Sent up into neutral ice. He comes away with it. Schweitzer with it. Sends it up defensive zone of Isanti. Isanti recovers a puck as they are trying to get some momentum here in the final 10 minutes of the contest here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Johnson for Isanti. He misses an opportunity to grab the puck. Up there, Schweitzer with it. Up there to McNeish. McNeish and Schweitzer fighting for it against Orr, but the puck goes the way of Isanti, and back the other way we go quickly. Johnson with it. He gets the puck poke-checked away. Orr recovers the center ice as he goes backwards. We're using up a little bit of time, just under 10 minutes left to go in regulation. And here's Isanti on the attack. They just can't. They can get possession of the puck at neutral ice, but they're really struggling to get anything going in the attacking zone. And here comes the River Kings. Bonin with it. Takes a shot off the leg pads back of the goal. Bonin with it. He's still sticking with the play, fighting for it. The puck is loose. Spinning around. There's a little bit of a trip
penalty,
there. And
yep.
Penalty coming up on the River Kings. So Asante's got another chance coming up. Pass up ahead to Johnson. Miss wide of the mark. That's going to be an icing call. Oh. But either way, it's going to be a penalty coming up against Wisconsin Rapids.
So with the penalty, though, the icing call, they just dumped it down in, but the faceoff will still be in the River Kings defensive zone,
right,
even though Asante iced the puck because of the penalty.
Right.
Two minutes for tripping to Bonin.
Yep, 10:36 on the penalty. And so here we go, faceoff to the blocker side of Ayling. Ayling sitting back there looking to see where the puck goes. Sent out to center ice. Rapids got a good start on that, but they just have to keep up. Denti, he's up there harassing the Asante skater.
And
it's chipped out.
And
there's a chance at a 1-1, but no. Orr beats Wilharm to the puck. Yeah, so Orr is able to reset things for the Outlaws.
That was a good job by Orr to get back. Otherwise, Wilharm was by himself.
That was close. Schmidt has the puck, keeps it just inside the blue line, and he can't any longer. Schmidt loses possession, sent out to center ice. He goes along the far side this time, and puck is loose behind the goal there. Picked up there. That was by Carson Thorson. Shot sent out, shot from the point by Orr. Can't get it enough on it. Bouncing loose there. Denti, he's with it. Now Meyer. Meyer up to Parnell. Parnell from the circle. Rapids defense there in the play. Turned away by Wilharm, who looked like it bounced off his kneecap. He falls down, but he's back in it, skating a little gingerly. He's still fighting for it. There's Thorson with the shot. Center is big, big
save.
Shot and save and rebound. Puck is loose. And there it is. Back and back of the goal. There's getting tied up there. Huge stops there by Ayling and the defense of the River Kings. Orr with it just inside the blue line. Passing up to Thorson. Thorson's centering attempt goes through the scrum. Schmidt can't get it, and now it's cleared out by the River Kings, and they're getting a line change.
Quick change, fresh legs out there.
30 seconds to go on the skater advantage for the Santee Outlaws, that is. And there's a slapper taken just outside the circle, and that bounces up out of play, and we got another whistle. 7:46 to go in regulation. 22 seconds remaining on the skater advantage for Isanti.
Yeah, the defense has really stepped up here. They for a while weren't letting them in the zone. Once Isanti got in the zone, they got a couple of quality looks, but Ayling was equal to the task.
Well, speaking of a task, here's Tudich there on kind of a one-odd rush, and he doesn't get it through the pads of Nick Lucci. Isanti gets numbers back as there's just 6 seconds to go on the skater advantage. So Rapids does a good job killing it, and we are back at 5-on-5 hockey, and that's 7:20 left to go before the final horn, unless the Outlaws can really get something going. And there's a stoppage of play for an icing. 7:14 to go. 3-1 Rapids lead.
For a second there, I thought that was an Outlaw that fired that puck, but it must have been a River King that maybe lost track that penalty was over. I'm not
right.
sure.
That's easy to do.
Yep.
Now we got a face-off coming here. Fighting for it is Szemi. Rapids wins it. Gets back Chassé with it, fighting for it. On the near side, puck's bouncing around there. No one really with possession. Big shot there sent from just by the blue line. Turned away. Puck is still loose. It's got Finch.
Oh, good block.
Finch with a big shot from just inside the blue line. And that was a big block shot, as you said, Mark. And that got sent all the way back the other way. But the Isanti, they're trying to get back in there. As puck's bouncing around, no one really with it. No team getting real good possession of it. Could argue Rapids had it as much as Isanti did. But on the near side, kill, center attempt. Nice stop there by Nick Lucci. He sent it right along the ice and bounced right off the leg pad. And it's covered. And we've got 6:31 left to go in the game. Rapids holding a 3-1 lead over Isanti. Shot advantage 37-24. So Rapids is still controlling the shots on goal game. But, man, not a lot of really strong chances for either team in the third period thus far.
Yeah, River Kings will just be happy to keep this in the offensive zone here. That, you know, with the two-goal lead, any time they spend in the offensive zone will be...
Something good could happen.
Santi's not going to score from here, so...
You'd hope not. You would hope not, but weird things have happened. This is what makes hockey so much fun, as neither team really is getting a good possession. Finally, pucks up to center ice, but River Kings get it back. As LeCompte up there, passes up to Szemi. Shot on goal, wide of the mark. That was a nice opportunity. Puck being sent along the length of the ice. Bonin has it. Bonin behind the goal. He comes around the far side. He's going quickly now. He's back. He's getting the puck into the zone. He's on the attack. He's getting on the doorstep, and he goes in for a backhanded attempt. He gets knocked down. That was not interference anyway or shape or form, but the puck is still loose as Bowden skates to get a change. That was a very strong play by one of the River Kings leaders trying to really put this game on ice, so to speak. No pun intended. Whitehead with it up to center ice. That is Szemi. Szemi with it. Can't keep possession of it. Up to LeCompte. LeCompte dump pass into the zone behind the net. Now there's some pushing and shoving scrum down there. Several players on both sides. Puck is loose in the slot. Picked up by Isanti. Sent up to neutral ice. Up there, Breisland. He had an opportunity at it. He misses it. Parnell picks it up. Parnell cross. He can't. Parnell, his pass wasn't good enough there as the Yatsenko for Isanti could not pick it up and pick up a shot in the slot.
They tried the drop pass, but just couldn't get anything on it.
Right, and there is a clearing attempt there, and Isanti, they pick it up. That would be Schmidt takes a shot. He passes it. Shot taken wide of the mark. Now Rapids is on the attack. Jimenez with it inside the blue line. Drop pass by Nikniš, and he's going to try to take a shot. No tripping call on that. They let him play on. It's fine with me. Keep playing physical hockey. Got to love it. On the way, here's a shot by Isanti, and there's a chip attempt. No good, but the skater skates into Ayling, and we've got a whistle. 4:25 to go in regulation. Rapids leading 3-1.
Cooler heads prevail there. He was just trying to chip the puck in, and it was outside of his reach, so he just dove for it. Momentum took him into ailing.
Right.
It wasn't anything malicious. He was just trying to make a play.
Well, these skaters out there, their hockey IQ is high enough that they know it wasn't an intentional hit. It was just timing of the situation of the play. So, cooler heads prevailed, which is always good to see, as much as some fans really love to see the fisticuffs. But got face off at neutral ice, sent down deep. Hill gets behind the net for River Kings.
Pick up.
Turnover. Oh, you are right, Mark. That was a near catastrophic situation there for the River Kings, but Upton comes to the rescue. He's behind the cage. He sends it up around the cage, stops, and he's thinking about where to go. He stopped the high slot, passes across his body, far side, sends it back around the boards, stopping it behind the cage. Puck is loose. Isanti can't find it. Puck is bouncing loose, and now it's back behind the goal, far corner.
Goalie didn't know where the puck was for a second there. That can't
Neither
be
team
a good
knew where.
feeling.
Neither team knew where it was for a moment, to be exact. But, yeah, absolutely. Nicolucci, he couldn't figure out where it was. The next thing we know, it's behind the net and not in the net. So with that, here comes Rapids on the attack. Schweitzer with it. He's got two fighting him for position. He's trying to center it. He gets stopped by the defense there. It skates, and Rapids can't get a McNeish can't get a stick on it, and it's up the other way. Isanti with it. Puck is stopped. Slapper from the circle. Ah, wide off the mark. And here comes Isanti with it. Slapper from just inside the blue line, far boards, and it's gloved by Ayling. 3:15 to go, and Rapids still holds that 3-1 advantage.
Yeah, offensive zone faceoff coming up here for Isanti. Doesn't look like they're pulling the goalie quite yet, but we'll have to keep an eye on that. I was curious if they would with the offensive zone faceoff, but not quite yet.
They might call a timeout before that, but we'll worry about this first. As there's a faceoff, scoots in on the ice, slow shot, slow roller, but turned away by Ayling. Rapids gets it up into neutral ice, passed up ahead. LeCompte can't keep it. And there it is, still in the Rapids offensive zone. LeCompte can't get it. Gruda shot wide of the mark.
Oh,
Rapids trying to get that possession. I was thinking the same thing you were thinking of. One of those wraparound goals wasn't meant to be, as the Isanti defense was there. LeCompte, I believe that's trying to get there. Denti with it, fighting with it, tying it up in the corner. Every second that ticks off goes the way of the River Kings. LeCompte with it, trying to back. Orr with it now for Isanti up to Johnson. Neither team really getting good possession of it. Puck is met there by Rapids and Isanti player. Gruda with it, try to pass it up ahead. Puck goes around the boards. Up there, Johnson. He passes it up there. Parnell, he comes up the near side, or excuse me. He gets inside the blue line. He stops. He's crossing. He's trying to get his teammates up there for a deflection attempt. 2:13 to go. Puck is still loose behind the goal. Up there, centering attempt there by the circle, and no one's home. Rapids comes away with it. That's Bonin. He passes it up to LeCompte. LeCompte, he gets hit along the boards. The official was wrapped up in it. He gets out of the way. Now you got Isanti on the attack, and there's a shot from the circle, wide of the mark. Puck scoots up into neutral ice. Parnell fighting for it with Gruda right underneath of us, folks. And then we still have a loose puck. Wilharm with it, can't get in the zone. Gruda fighting for it, loose. That's going to be a nice poke check there by Whitehead. Rapids possession, 1:40 to go. We can see a timeout. We can see a goalie get pulled any moment now here by Isanti. Puck kept in the zone, shot wide of the mark. Looking over there, trying to see if they pull a goalie. Rapids with possession of the puck. They're scooting down the ice. LeCompte, pass up to Wilharm, shot right in the gut there of Nick Lucci, and we got a stoppage of play. 1:18 left to go in the game. 3-1 Rapids lead, 38-27 shot advantage.
Yeah,
that could have been the final nail in the coffin, or the Wayne Larrabee dagger, so to speak.
Yep. Maybe this coach with the two goal lead, although there really hasn't been an opportunity, not a long opportunity anyway, but